Hello and welcome to Ditty in a Dash. My name's Francis and this is my podcast. I'm going to challenge some of my most creative friends to write a song with me in just 15 minutes. Ditty in a Dash, Ditty, Ditty in a Dash. Hello everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. This is my first ever time doing anything like this and it's actually a bit nerve-wracking. Like, I'm sat in my own home but like low-key clammy. So for anyone slash everyone who doesn't know who I am, my name's Francis. I'm an artist, I'm a songwriter as well, and I produce a bit as well. I've been doing the music thing for like 5 years, I think. So I'm just recording this in my little home studio, which I recently revamped, actually. It was looking like a kind of child's bedroom for a little while, and I kind of didn't realise until I changed it, but I had this weird, like, picture that I'd painted when I was 4 up on the wall in a frame. It's kind of, I think it's because my dad once told me that it looked like Monet when I was younger, so I kept it up, but I kind of thought, maybe it's time to let it go. So I did. So each episode, I'm going to have a guest or guests, and we'll have a little chat about them and find out about their relationship with music and their career to date, etc. And then we will play Ditty in a Dash, which I will explain in more detail, my weird, bizarre little idea. I even laminated little bits of paper for this because I'm a total saddo. I bought a laminator from Staples.com. That's the kind of life I lead. So my first guest is James Newman. He's an incredible songwriter. We've written a lot of songs together. So we've worked together a lot. So I thought he'd be the perfect first guest because he just has great crack as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. And he should be here soon. Right, ready?
Yes.
We're going already.
Okay, let's go.
So, James, welcome to Ditty in a Dash.
Hi.
This is very exciting for me.
I'm very excited to be here.
Are you?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just going to do everything wrong and I've left the back door open. The sirens are going to go, the cats are going to run
It's atmosphere, it's fine.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's vibes. So, do you want to introduce yourself to everyone?
Hi. My name's James Newman. I'm a songwriter and a singer from the Yorkshire Dales. But now I live in London and I write songs and sing sometimes.
Same as all of us.
Like many people.
But I gave a little intro like just before you arrived, actually, which these guys we just heard, and said that we've written a lot together.
We have.
Some of them have actually made it to the radio.
Yes, and did quite well.
Top 10?
Yeah.
What was it? Number 7?
Number 7, and it's gone platinum.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my little plaque. Have you got yours?
I've ordered it.
Have you, yeah. do you want to tell everyone how you got started?
Yes. So I went to music college in Newcastle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Which was an experience.
Yeah.
Maybe not good musical experience. But no, it was good because I got met a lot of friends coming from the Yorkshire Dales. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's no one really
doing what
I did.
Yeah.
So I met a lot of like-minded people and studied a HND in popular music.
Mm.
So I had a band and stuff in Newcastle and we got signed on a development deal.
Great.
Then we got dropped.
As everyone has.
As we didn't develop.
Yeah, newsflash, everybody gets dropped.
Yeah, yeah. So then when we got dropped, then I went in a bar for a bit longer. And then I decided to move to London because I was like, there's not really any way that I can see to make it in music in Newcastle.
Yeah.
So I moved to London and lived in a warehouse and started meeting more creative people.
Sounds really random.
Yeah, it was like not just a random warehouse, like a creative...
I lived in a print works.
Live workspace for, you know, creative types.
Oh, that's cool.
In Haringey.
Great.
And then obviously worked in a pub.
Uh-huh.
And bars and pubs to survive. And then I got a job in this pub called the Old Dairy, which is in Crouch Hill.
Yeah.
Which is where it all began.
Oh, really?
And made friends with a girl called Sophie, randomly.
Oh, really?
And her little brother was called Piers, who was in, like, a little collective group called Rudimental.
Oh, no way!
And they'd just started kind of making music together.
Yeah, yeah.
Properly. And my brother then moved to London.
Uh-huh. Brother being?
John Newman.
John Newman.
I'm the brother of John Newman, yes. It's actually James.
Get that out the way.
It's John Newman's brother. So my brother then moved down and lived with me for a bit to kind of pursue a career in music as well. He'd been at Leeds College of Music.
Oh, so he hadn't started yet either?
No, he hadn't started either.
Amazing.
And we started kind of playing gigs in this little place called the Silver Bullet. Anyway, my brother and Piers became friends.
Nice.
And then John started a band. Piers was in the band. And then John moved in with Piers in his family home.
Amazing.
This is a long story, but...
No, I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
So then John came round to my house one day and he was like, oh, listen to this song. And it was Feel the Love.
No way.
And they'd all written it. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. You know, what a fresh song. And I was like, wow, I'd love to do something like that. And I didn't really have anyone, like, producer-wise that I was working with. And I said to my brother, I was like, what do you think I should do? And he was like, oh, my drummer, Johnny Harris, a.k.a. Ghostwriter, he's a producer and he's, you know, I'm sure he'd be up for it. So I went round to Johnny's house, to Johnny's mum and dad's house, where he's had his little studio set up. So the first session we did, we wrote, like, the worst song ever.
Great.
And then the next session, I had this, like, hook in my head that went, I've been waiting all night for you to turn you up. So I said to Johnny, like, after we'd been there for, like, 2 hours, like, just messing around with ideas. Yeah. And I said, oh, why don't we try and write a rudimental song like Feel the Love? And, and then I sang in that hook and he was like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Aww.
So then we started putting it all together and then we wrote the chorus together.
That's amazing.
And then we sent it to Piers. And said, call the fire brigade because we're on fire.
Fantastic.
And then they loved it. And then a few months went by because obviously everything takes ages.
Yeah, forever.
And then Piers sent me a version with Ella Eyre singing on it.
Amazing, which obviously became the hit.
Yeah.
Waiting All Night.
Yeah.
Win a Brit for that.
I won a Brit Award for it. Yeah.
Amazing.
Best British single. So that was kind of my entrance into the music industry.
Yeah.
Which is... It was
came
like
in
really
with a bang, really.
Yeah, very, very lucky because, you know, not everyone gets that opportunity to...
Yeah, but I also think it's a thing with luck. Like, I feel like you make your own luck.
Yeah, I mean,
really.
We did kind of... I mean, it was quite an
like
organic
worked your
thing.
Arse off.
Yeah, we kind of all came together.
Yeah,
came up together,
that's lucky, so, I guess, that you all kind of met each other, yeah.
Yeah, because I nearly turned around on the way back to that because I was cycling up a hill to get to the pub and I was like, I don't know if I want to do this every day.
So, that's amazing.
Good job I didn't turn around. But yeah, so then I obviously worked more with Rudimental and me and my brother did a song for Calvin Harris called Blame.
Huge.
That we wrote on Christmas Day.
Did you really?
In the Lake District.
That's amazing. Just you two?
Just me and John, yeah. And then John sent it to Calvin.
And how he worked casual.
Very casual. And then I did another Rudimental song with them and Ed Sheeran called Lay It All On Me.
Yeah, absolute tune.
Which was good.
Is it really weird to kind of, like, look back at all the stuff you've done? Because I feel like, for me anyway, if a song comes out, that because it's been in your life for, like, 2 years sometimes by the time,
yeah.
or even longer, by the time it actually comes out, and so it's, like, old news to you.
Yeah, it's
but
kind
then
of...
it kind of, like, is given, like, a new life suddenly when other people hear it.
Yeah, because you always forget, don't you, that when they hear that song...
For the first time.
They're like, wow! And you're like, that's just, like, been around for so long.
But then it kind of makes you remember how you felt when you first
heard
it.
Yeah, definitely. Everything does take such a long time, I think, in music. It's like, you write a song, until it comes out, like, it could be 2 years.
And there's also so much that can go wrong in between. But there must be so many songs that just sit around on Spotify. I mean, I've got loads on my iTunes, but, like...
I always say, like, you know, Dropbox.
Yeah.
I've got, like, so many albums of unused songs. Like, now that's what I call a Dropbox 95.
That's such a shout to release that.
That would be quite cool.
Yeah.
I've got one called James Newman's Greatest Hits on Dropbox. There's no hits. None of them are great.
No hits.
None are hits and
that's
none are great.
So what would you say is your kind of... your bread and butter, like, process for writing songs?
I suppose it's always different in every session, right?
Yeah.
So depending on who you're working with, but I suppose if I like to start with, like, getting the kind of the hook, like the idea, the concept first, kind of working on the chorus, then working backwards.
Yeah.
Everyone works differently, but even to have like the melody and like a word in the chorus.
Something, yeah.
That you know that where you're working towards, and then working back and getting the melodies, and then coming back forward again with the lyrics, like a kind of jigsaw.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way I've found to do it in my head.
It doesn't happen all the time, does it? But like when the lyric and the melody come at the same
time. Yeah, it's like, yes, I'm going to do
it. Then you're like, fuck, I don't know how I did that. And I'm never, ever going to be able to do that ever again. I have that fear sometimes that maybe I'm going to go tone deaf one day.
Yeah, that'd be...
Wake up, like have like a little, like bump my head on a shelf. And just suddenly...
I can't write anymore.
Yeah.
Well, then at least you've still got your Dropbox.
He'll
start digging in.
That's what we got to do. Yeah. He just released those.
Stockpiling.
So, do you want to play Ditty in a Dash?
Yes, I would love to.
Okay. So, I've explained a little bit like what it's going to be, a bit more detail. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to have 15 minutes.
Right.
My original thought, as I was saying to James before we started, was when I first texted you, was like, yeah, we're going to do it in 3 minutes live on the podcast. And then I realised.
Scary.
It's terrifying for. Anyone like I'm inviting on, it's going to be like just hyperventilating.
3 minutes to prove myself.
Yeah, that. I haven't even thought about that for myself. I was like, yeah, I'll be fine. No, absolutely not. Yeah, so I changed it so that we'd have 15 minutes to do it. But I won't keep in, I'll edit it down because otherwise people will be very bored.
Right.
In Scotland by the time they finish listening to the podcast in the car. So we'll do 15 minutes, but I'll cut out all our like... burps and like silences and shit.
Yeah.
Because I also thought some people that I know I've written with before, and me especially, I can be quite a quiet writer and like will think about something and then say it rather than kind of being noisy all the time.
So you might get some dead air.
Very dead air, yeah. Like, and in 3 minutes, good, it could be like 3 minutes of shite. So. Yeah.
Unless we nail it.
Yeah, so we could nail it in by before.
So ours could be unedited. We might just do it in like a minute.
And that would be amazing, yeah.
Well, we've got the backup.
Oh, yeah. Just to edit it out. Yeah. And by ditty, I don't mean like a whole song. Like, we're talking chorus. A hook. Yeah. And if we write, you know, two verses and a pre and a post, that's great.
We could do.
Yeah. So there's some categories, like types of song. I don't know what to call this, like genres, whatever. Mm. And I was going to put them in a hat, which I was going to name the hit hat.
Oh, that's good.
Isn't it good?
You should have done that.
I haven't got a hat.
All right, I've got one here.
You came with a hat. Yeah, we'll use this hat. I put them in a bowl. So it's like, you know, breakup song or like whatever.
You know me.
Yeah.
I love a breakup song.
And so do you want to pick one of them?
Yeah, from the hit hat.
From the hit hat. Drum roll, please.
I'm confused.
That's not a title, but okay. So it's like a... our type of song. That's our like stimulus.
Yeah.
And then... we've got two, like, ditty and a dash lifelines.
Yeah.
So behind you on the piano is, like, there's a little pile that I have I'm confused on the top of it.
Right, okay.
And there's some phrases.
Yeah.
So you can pick two.
So I can...
So they can, like, help us out. Yeah, you can choose. You can choose.
Oh, well, I don't know who you are anymore. That's good.
Thanks.
You're up, you're down. Blurred lines, no. That's a bit... no. I say left. Okay. I think we should have...
Yeah.
I don't know who you are anymore. Where do I stand, maybe?
Nice.
I think.
Yeah. So we can use those as lyrics or whatever, really. And we'd have to use them at all, but we could just start with them.
Yeah.
So I'm confused, and we've got I don't know who you are anymore, and where do I stand?
Yeah.
Should have I start made it?
Is that difficult?
No, I think that's great. Right, should I start the timer?
Yes.
We ready?
Yeah.
Okay, time is going.
Okay.
Should we find chords first?
Yeah, let's get some chords.
We don't want to do a ballad. It's gonna be that's our comfort zone.
Yeah,
isn't it,
like
really?
where do I stand? Maybe change a different key, maybe.
Do you want to go higher?
Yeah. Cause I don't know when I understand anymore. And I don't know what I know, I know what I'm looking for.
Oh my god!
And I don't know where I stand anymore.
That's amazing.
No, 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 it's not me and you. It's just somebody else. Like in the pitch or something like.
Yeah.
I don't recognize us. Anymore.
I loved when he went, I don't know where I stand anymore. That's really low for me.
I don't know where I stand anymore. I don't know who we are anymore.
Yeah.
Cause that's all that's is all not that one.
No, I like that. I like that.
There's still pictures on the wall of all you and me were for. I don't know who we are anymore.
That's a stronger lyric. I don't know who we are anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Rather than where we stand.
I don't know who we are anymore. And I don't know what we are fighting for. Mm. I don't know when I look at the picture, like
pictures on the wall. Oh, I don't
know
who we are anymore.
And then maybe some kind of post.
But what I liked when you were like, I don't, what is it, what we stand for?
Yeah. Oh, where do I stand? But it's kind of like...
Oh, yeah. I don't know where I stand anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know who we are anymore.
That's right. Kind of,
I think that's the best, right? There's like, still pictures on the wall.
Like what we used to be.
How we were before.
Yeah.
No, I don't know who we are anymore.
Exactly what you just said then, all them lyrics. But that was like the perfect...
Right?
Thing, like, wasn't it?
I don't know where we...
That's sick. I don't know who we are anymore. And then do any like a post thing that goes.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
I love that first bit, huh? I don't know who we are anymore.
Oh, where we stand?
I don't know where we stand anymore. And I don't know who we are anymore.
How does that go? Oh, the pictures on the wall. Who we were.
Oh, is it there still? There's still pictures on the wall of who we.
Shit. There's still pictures on the wall. Yeah. Of
who we were before. But I don't know. That kind of cool. That's kind of cool, isn't it?
There's still pictures on the wall of how we were before. And I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who we are. Who we are. I don't know who we are anymore.
Yeah.
There's still pictures on the wall of who we were before. I don't
know. Who we were before.
Who we were before, I think, yeah.
There's still pictures on the wall of who we were before. I don't know who we are anymore.
Or last line, do we go, I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know who we are anymore.
I don't know who we are anymore.
Oh my god, how are we doing for time?
Is that it? How long
we
is that?
We've done 5 minutes. We're so we could have done it in five. I should have known that, really.
We've been doing it for 10 minutes.
Five.
We've been doing it 5 minutes?
Yeah.
That's alright, isn't it? I don't know where we stand anymore. I don't know who we are anymore.
Of what we were before.
Because then I don't know who we are anymore.
Yeah, okay.
There's still pictures on the wall of what we were before, but I don't know.
I don't know what we are anymore.
Sorry.
What was the post?
Anymore.
Oh, it's called Anymore.
Yeah.
It's called Anymore, right?
I think so.
Anymore.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that.
We've done it.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Early lunch.
I'm really happy about that.
Okay. Should we do one with you singing it and one with me?
Okay.
Or you do it and I'll do the harm. So I give you an intro?
Go on then. Yeah. I don't know where we stand anymore. And I don't know who we are anymore. All the pictures on the wall of what we were before, I don't know. I think that's really nice.
That's cute. Shall I do mine?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. It's like show and tell. It's a bit high. Shall I change the
change
key?
Change the key. Because you can do that when you're writing songs. Okay.
Yeah, miracle.
You just make it however you want it to be because you're making it up.
I don't know. I don't know where we stand anymore. Are anymore. All the pictures on the wall of who we were before. I don't know who we are anymore. Ooh, 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 anymore, anymore, anymore. Ooh, 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 anymore, anymore, anymore. Fucking great.
Beautiful. Apart from one word, what's wrong?
What did I do?
All the pictures on the wall of what we were before.
Oh! Oh well.
Yes, it's a bit of fun.
It's a bit of fun.
Just leave it wrong.
It's not a job. Thank you, James, so much for coming on.
Thank you, Sophie.
It's been a pleasure.
You had an amazing time, thank you.
Yeah, you curbed my nerves. It's good. Just great.
That's good
I
to
smashed
know.
It. All right, well, thanks.
Thanks very much.
Have a lovely day.
You too.
Bye!
Oh,
the lovely James Newman has just left the building. I absolutely loved that. I knew that James would be amazing at this. When I originally had the idea for a podcast, I thought that he'd just be the best person to come on and do the first episode with me. And he proved me right. He's such an amazing, instinctive writer. So that was amazing. I absolutely loved it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back next time with another guest. I'm Frances, and this has been Ditty in a Dash. Bye-bye! Ditty in a Dash.